Hi everyone, I am with Mimu, and Mimu is one of my best friends here in the United States of America. He is a participant in Fulbright DIA program, and I'm glad to have him here for this podcast. Hello Mimu.
Hello.
Would you like to say something for my students?
Yes, hi. Okay. Thank you for what?
Yeah, it is recording.
Oh, it is recording. Okay, yeah. Thank you for having me here.
All right. Now, I have some questions for you, if you don't mind.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and I think probably all of them relate to this experience, this nice experience here in the United States. So my first question is, after all these months and these days, what does this experience, okay, add to you?
This experience adds a lot to me. I have to say that I have become into somebody who's more mature in many ways.
Yeah.
And the thing that I want to highlight is that I am a more independent person. The thing that it was in my mind when I applied for this experience was, is there a possibility that me, being the way I am, shall I be like strong enough to endure to be outside for 6 months?
Wow!
And now I have witnessed that I can.
Course,
so
yes,
that's the thing that I have learned from myself, that I can do it, and that's one of them. Maybe for all the others, they think that I'm on a vacation, but I'm not.
But you have been outside before.
Yeah, but that was a previous experience, and I was in Arizona State University. But it was only for the summer break.
Ah,
so it was shorter.
Well,
yes.
Okay, fine.
It was only 5 weeks long. And it's not compared with this one. I'm not saying that it's better. It's different. But yeah, the time
is very important.
Is very important.
Yeah,
so that's the thing. I'm more independent.
Being outside for a long time is not the same.
And you know what that means? You know,
of course,
it means like that you have to take care of yourself.
Of course,
you have to manage your own time. You have to do the chores in your own department.
I can imagine, because I'm going through the same experience.
Thank you.
Now, I have another question, okay? Personally speaking, Mimu, were you enriched by the other participants in a way or in another? And if yes, now, could you tell us how?
Okay, yeah, of course. The answer is yes, absolutely. I have I'm so enriched in many, many ways, and I couldn't be like pointing each one of them, but maybe, for example, I'm not gonna say names of many of my partner teachers here in this experience. I admire them a lot because of many questions. For example, they are so tech savvy. They know all about technology and using technology in class, and I'm a newbie on that, so that's one of the things that I have a lot about
nice.
Them.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is, like, for example, that one that I said, the time management.
Of course, yes.
Sometimes I tend to be like a little bit vague, you know, like I get stuck in one single task, and I know that I do not have a lot of time to do all the things that I have to.
Of course, yes.
So time management, it's like an amazing skill that many of my partner teachers here, they possess, and I admire them a lot for that.
Oh, nice. Okay. Okay, my last question for you is probably something that will have to do with after the experience,
okay?
Now, how would this experience impact your future professional life?
Oh, well, I think that I disagree a little bit. It is impacting me right now. It doesn't have to to reach the end, you know, like right now it is impacting me already. Yeah. But yes, you are correct in the sense that that impact will be stronger and bigger when I come back to Mexico, because mostly I want to transform myself into a multiplier of the learnings that I've been achieving here. I want to like share them with my partner teachers in Mexico, and mostly with my students. I want to become like this person that can potentially be an inspiration for my students, that they can do whatever they want to do if they have the perseverance and they have the grit and they have the strength, and they only have to dream about something and work on it. And that is my biggest goal. So I think that my students and my partner teachers, I think some of them, I hope so, they can be inspired by my own experience.
Okay, yeah. Thank you so much, Mimo, for sharing the answers, okay, to these questions. Okay, actually, I think that's okay, that they will be inspiring to other people who hear your podcast. Okay, and
thank you for having me. Okay. And maybe we can go later to Morocco, or you can come to Mexico.
Of course, yes, you are welcome all the time. Okay,
thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Goodbye, everyone. Okay, now let's see what happens. Let's go downstairs. It says,
okay, so stop.